It is day six and still hundreds of thousands of people here have no power, no water, no heat, no way to cook, no phone or internet coverage. The damage caused by Friday's red alert storm is causing real hardship for so many. Older people and those with medical conditions are really worried about their health. Families with young children also battling freezing conditions. Everyone worried about the increasing costs of having to eat out and a lack of contact with the outside world. Our reporter Joe Caulfield went to Mulla and Virginia in County Cavan last night, where he encountered an impressive community response, the towns coming together to help each other out. And his report begins in Mulla with Michael Farrelly, who owns Killian's Lodge Hotel.
How are things? Joe Caulfield, I'm looking for Michael.
You found him.
We were inundated with people coming in. We have a generator out the back. We have our own well supply. The water went to the town. The power went to the town. So it was a very difficult experience for people. I think the thing that's most missed is the internet. You see people coming in and straight away they just want to get onto the internet and see what's happening. You know, they could come in hungry. They could be waiting half an hour, 40 minutes for food. Didn't matter. Once they had coverage and they were able to get into the Wi-Fi. The hotel wouldn't be as busy on a Monday as it would be at the weekend, so we opened up the rooms upstairs for people to come in and shower. And we didn't think that there would be as many people that would avail of it, but there has been a huge response to that from 9 o'clock in the morning until 10, 11 o'clock at night. There's people in and out showering the whole day. But everyone just rallies round together, gets each other through it, and that's what we're here for.
There's a lot of people using electricity, a lot of people using hot water. Have you heard of any reimbursing that you're going to get from the government for this?
No, and there is times when the community needs you and you just put your shoulder to the wheel and get on with it.
Some of those without power since last Friday are Valerie Shackleton and Sean O'Connell.
At this stage now you get a bit browned off with it because we live on a farm and, as you know, the cattle have to get water and all that sort of stuff. So it's been a bit of a nightmare trying to get water to the animals.
At this time of the year it's dark so soon and like it's a long evening and a long night, and as longer goes on with no heat and the house is getting colder.
Have you any idea when the power is due to be back?
Not really, but like listening to local people, it could be Friday or Saturday. We've already had to ditch all our food from the fridge and the freezer, obviously. And so, like, you're that uncertainty of when do you start buying again. You can't really plan anything.
How do you feel the government have responded to it, and how do you feel they're handling it?
I believe that a lot of the politicians are on the ground helping out in their own areas. Some people feel they should be back on the Dáil. I disagree. Barking at each other across the Dáil is not going to achieve anything. They're better off on the ground helping their communities.
Thank you very much for having me.
Up the road, another emergency hub has opened in the Virginia Show Centre, where Kathleen Duffy explains what they've been doing to help locals.
As soon as the power came back here, they were looking for hubs for people to get in, for, as you can see, the comfort of the heat and the food, and especially the Wi-Fi, charging batteries, and not just the battery of the phone, several batteries, even for flash lamps and everything. There's people coming in here all day yesterday and today as well, and we are open till 9 or 10 o'clock, well, every night.
Dairy farmer Tony Farley says the lack of confirmation around when power will return is making it harder for farmers like him who have cows calving on the farm.
Yes, we're without power, without water since 3 a.m. on Friday morning. We're at a dairy farm just north of Virginia here, and cows are starting to calve just now at this time of the year. We're working with generators, two generators on the farm. We got a text today that the power will be back on this evening at 16:59, and that hasn't happened. It's difficult to get communication with them to see why it hasn't happened, and we're still without power tonight, so we're waiting that maybe tomorrow there'll be a change and that power will be back on.
Yeah, that uncertainty is difficult to plan.
It is, and you know, there's websites and there's internet not working, and it's difficult to go on power check and see when what's happening, and there's different times being given. Then we got a time of the 28th of January, we got a time of the 5th of February, we got a time of the 2nd of February, so better communications would be good.
A snapshot of life in Virginia and Mulla in County Cavan. That was Joe Caulfield reporting from there. Our thanks to those who spoke to us last night. We're heading west now to Nanillon to talk to Chloe Niwalia, Bannisthor Cor Cavan Cho on Inishir, the smallest of the three Aran Islands. Chloe, you're very welcome indeed to the CLAR this morning. What is the situation there?
Hi, good morning. Thanks very much for having me on. Well, at the moment, we did have our power restored again yesterday afternoon, but it's quite precarious. There is some water damage in the lines, and we were without power from Friday until Sunday. And when you're on an island and there's no boats or planes going due to weather warnings, it is quite isolating, and it has been very tricky in trying to source generators. We have an update now of some generators coming through Galway County Council from Tipperary to Galway Docks, and it should be on the island Thursday morning, just to have as backup, especially for our health centre and areas of the island that really need support.
Well, how are the health services operating?
It was really tricky. When the storm came in on Thursday night, Friday morning, we lost power on the island at about 2 a.m. And for about 36 hours, I could not make any contact with the mainland or receive any messages. And it was quite worrying and frightening for people not to be able to communicate. There was also difficulties when we heard that number 16 had gone down. This will be the number that the Coast Guard, the helicopter, the boat and emergency services would use to contact along the Western Seaboard. That was a concern for a while. Thank God there was no accidents or emergencies on the island. But if we needed to make contact, that was tricky. The Coast Guard and the doctor here do have satellite phones, but that was a concern for a number of hours. And just for basic things, the doctor that lives in Inishere, that looks after Inishere and Inishman, would need to access patient records, would need to have working lights when they're examining patients, deserves to have power in this day and age. And it's something we would have raised with the HSC over the last number of years. So we are hopeful that a generator will come into us on Thursday morning to have us back up, because in November, we lost power for 3 to 4 days when there was snow in Carrow on the mainland. Our power to the Aran Islands comes under the sea in a cable. And when there was snow in the mainland and poles fell, we lost power for 3 to 4 days. So this is not a unique situation. We know up and down the country there's huge difficulty. But when you're geographically cut off and you're looking for supports, it can have a huge risk factor in trying to look out for health and safety and make sure that people are well and that things are okay.
Of course. And Chloe, what about the islanders themselves in terms of managing without power? Presumably you do have stockpiles of food in freezers, but is that all rotten now?
Yeah, so islanders are very resilient. And for Inishere, for example, we have a really dangerous pier that quite often vessels can't get in and out of. So, for example, in January 21, we had 3 weeks with no cargo boat landing. So islanders are well used to doing big shops and stocking up their deep chest freezers. And we have a shop on the island. We are really fortunate to have that. And they have a generator to try and keep some produce fresh. We did bring in some fresh bread and some things through the passenger ferry when they were able to sail over the last 4 or 5 days as well. But it's a huge loss financially, and it's just really heartbreaking for people again when this happens. Years ago, there would have been generators on the island that would have powered the whole island. And with modernization, we are relying more on electric. A lot of houses would have gas and are sharing what they can when they can cook and heat up water. But it is really difficult for people to have to turn around now and to get rid of all that food waste. We have to send that back to the mainland. And we have a wonderful service, Arco Solorin, that works between the three Aran Islands and trying to recycle food into compost as well. But a lot of that is going to have to go into landfill and go into the mainland, unfortunately.
Oh, it's such waste. And do you have heat?
We do at the moment with electricity back, but a lot of people would still have open fires, and we would sell a lot of coal to our cooperative on the island that I work in. We would look after home heating oil, green and white diesel and farm supplies and coal. So that was a popular request for anyone who did have an open fire to try and stay warm, and anyone who had gas heaters to pull them out to try and help each other, especially the elderly or anyone sick or vulnerable, to look after them. And thankfully, nobody was injured or hurt in the storm, but there was significant damage to a number of properties and the cooperative that I work in.
Chloe, it's great to talk to you this morning, and our wishes, our good wishes to you and all the islanders there. I hope you get the generators, but more importantly, I hope you get your power back very soon. Thank you very much for talking to us this morning. Chloe Niwalia there, Bannisthor Cor, Cavan Cho on Inishere on the Aran Islands. It's